All right, well, good morning. It is 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 18th. I am calling the meeting to order because at the beginning of the year, every committee has the opportunity to elect a new chair and new vice chair. So at this time, I will request to see if there are any nominations for the office of chair. If you have a nomination, you can make it as a part of a motion. Are there any nominations? Yes, ma'am?
Ray Burns.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any other nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And chair, I will give you the floor so that you can take nominations for the office of vice chair.
Okay. I'd like to open the floor to nominations for the position of vice chair of the committee.
I'd like to
nominate
Chad Zegers.
Do I second? Okay. Any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Rebecca.
Okay. Is there a second?
I think they require seconds, do they? For nominations?
Yes, they do. If there is no second, then that nomination fails. Ms. Rebecca can second it for sure.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay. So now you first take a vote on the first nomination and then the second nomination.
Okay, all in favor of Chaz Akers as vice chair?
Aye.
Can you raise your hands, please?
Aye. All against? All in favor of Rebecca?
Aye.
You need to raise your hands?
Okay.
Just okay, Mr. Burns. Mr. Tesla.
Motion passes in favor of Chaz.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I will make a request of the committee to entertain a motion to reorder the agenda so that we can have the presentation from the CVB. Ms. Doherty has a plane to catch, so if you all don't mind making that accommodation.
That's fine. Okay, Catherine,
thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
I hope it's not too late to say that. And because it's a new year, we're starting something new, and we have something new to bring you. But I also, before I jump in to the brief presentation, I did want to share that last week we had the opportunity with the staff to interview candidates for our open tourism coordinator position. And it went really well, and now we're narrowing that down, and I think we have sent out a follow-up project to our top three folks. So we look forward to sharing more with you. But it was a really good exercise, and I'm glad that we got to do it together, and I look forward to hiring someone in the future.
So, Cam, if you don't mind, just procedurally,
sure.
I suggested a motion to be made to reorder the agenda. I still need to have a vote by the committee to do so. You need a motion and a second.
Okay. I make a motion to reorder the agenda on the committee to put Catherine's presentation in, up next.
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Sorry, I just start talking. This is what I do. So, kicking off our VRBO campaign, we were quick to jump in with them after our last meeting and got a deck from them. I have to tell you, I really enjoyed working with their team, and that means a lot to me when we're going into a partnership and buying advertising. I felt very good about what they sent us, so I wanted to share some of the top line things that they sent us first that again made me feel comfortable with their partnership. There is a lot of crossover in their pillars and their customers to what we look for as well in our visitors. So this just touches on their demographics. You can see the average age, household income is what into the six figures, their travel preference. So really hitting on that family travel, which I know is important for y'all. Also travel by car, and then there's some air in there, but 5 days for the average trip. So that seemed to be all positive measurements for us of their audience. And then again, just touching on that family and friends, 80% of the group travel includes traveling with family. They're older, so they're over 35. And I don't want to suggest anything about someone under 35, but I think that's a good market for out here. And then again, that household income. And then the amount of time that they stay and how much money they spend. So these are all things that are important to us when we're buying media in general. I liked what they had to say and going into it, as well as the people we were working with. So we decided to go into a 6-week partnership with them. It's one of the good things about digital. You can kind of test the waters, and then we'll get the analytics back from them probably in mid-February, so we can come back and share those with you. Out of the opportunities they presented to us, we thought it was most important to keep the visitor on VRBO, but direct them to the Isle of Palms listings page. So I'm going to show you the digital ads that ran within VRBO, and if someone clicked on that ad, it took them straight to Isle of Palms listing page. There wasn't anything from downtown Charleston or any of the other resort islands in our community. This is very specific to Isle of Palms. And I'm sorry if the creative is hard to see. This is what they sent me and how they sent it to me, because I'm out of market. I can't get them on my own computer, so I had to rely on them. But you'll see on the right-hand rail, this is for a listing. Someone was searching Charleston in general. They clicked on a very specific listing, and it appears to be North Charleston. But on the right-hand, you have the Isle of Palms, and it says Isle of Palms with a beach-specific image from out here, and that would take the consumer to the Isle of Palms listing page. And then this is, again, someone running a search on Charleston, and right here you can see Discover Isle of Palms, and that would take them, again, to that Isle of Palms page. Same thing here, they're running a search on Charleston in general, and it's on that right-hand page. And then this is another one. I think this was someone searching beaches. Island Getaway to Isle of Palms. So I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but with the amount of people searching on VRBO, I think that this is a great time. We're in the off season, which I know was something of interest to the committee. So I guess if maybe I could just see a show of heads that this is going in the right direction, that this feels good, that once we get the analytics back and can see how it performs, possibly going even farther and spending more time with them based on your time of year ideas. How are we feeling? Did we do something right?
Is Isle of Palms the only listing that pops up?
I'm sorry?
Is Isle of Palms the only listing that pops up if somebody's searching Charleston or the other?
Other people can buy ads against us as well, against Charleston, against Isle of Palms.
No, do y'all have other ads?
No, this is the only campaign I've ever run with VRBO. Uh-huh. And it's the only one we're running right now. So there is nothing directing them to any other beaches in our community.
Catherine, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure, I'll try to answer, because this is really new to me too.
No, absolutely. Any idea during the 6 weeks what the total number of estimated impressions are and what our share is, considering people do have the opportunity to bid against us?
Not yet, no, okay. But I'm happy to ask that.
So we should probably have a before. And then my other question is, can you outline the A/B testing on the creative, please?
Yes. Oh, well, we didn't A/B test. We used the images we had that were specific to Isle of Palms, but that is something that we could do in the future with them. But I definitely asked them before entering into the contract, could we track the click-through rate back to the Isle of Palms page, and can we see what the conversion is as well?
Sure. So it would be interesting to know what the total number of impressions over 6 weeks, because we do have an opportunity to test creative.
Yes.
And I would look at that. Of course, it's all beach related and Isle of Palms related, but you've got different types of messaging that can occur within there, from houses to families to whatever.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, just as opposed to putting one static image up, you know, that could tank the conversion, right? If we just had the wrong creative. We're testing and learning, then you might have a more successful campaign.
I mean, I think there's plenty of opportunity to do that. I personally hope it does well. I don't want it to be a one and done. I think this is an excellent way to reach your target consumer, as well as to lift up the vacation rentals right here on the island in a very specific and meaningful way. So I am all for changing up the messaging as well as the images.
So just a question for those of us that don't speak that language. What does A/B testing creative mean?
Okay, so in this situation, and they've done a great job setting this up. This is a great first step. So there is a natural number of searches for Charleston that are going to occur during that 6-week time period. Okay, the first step is to identify what percent of share are we getting of that total based on our spend, so we understand that. In other words, who else is bidding against us and how much, right? So we understand that. Then on the creative side, there's a number of different messages that we can have in our creative to draw people to the Isle of Palms. Okay, so if we went and looked at the imagery, you saw a vacant pier, okay, a boardwalk to the beach, right? You might want to.
We did have beach chairs too.
Oh yeah, and beach chairs. They're all great. They're all great to start, right? But what you want to do is try different types of messaging and imagery, so that you go and search for Charleston and the Isle of Palms thing, and you might get the beach chair one, and then Nicole might do the same exact search and get a different image. And then what we start to see is what the click-through rates are between the different creatives. And then we improve our creative and our messaging so that our overall efficiency of marketing spend becomes better.
We do that a lot on our social ads. Some people respond better to complimentary vacation guide versus free visitor guide. It's so I'm very comfortable with trying other images and messaging.
Right. The other thing that could possibly be done to tighten this up, and I don't, would be, they obviously know in their database the people who have previously rented on the island, and basically use that as an audience, and then basically using that to create a lookalike audience for targeting versus a simple Charleston search, and that should yield much better results.
And I mean, we're happy to ask that.
Awesome. Yeah. Great first step.
Thank you. How's this feel?
Feels good. Feels good. Absolutely.
Yes.
I like the idea for branding, where you're distinguishing us from other places where people may want to go. So yeah, that's my positive input.
Thank you.
I think I'm glad y'all are working and helping us towards branding the Isle of Palms. In the past, we wanted to be kind of the family beach, but we just haven't gotten our message out, so I'm pleased to see you doing this.
I think this is a good place to do it, based on their demographics and their consumer.
Well, I have one follow-up question.
Sure.
I think you're going to be very successful, and I appreciate it, and I'm hopeful it'll be a good thing. Other beach communities are going to probably catch on to what we're doing. How are we going to be protected, if that's the right word? How are we going to be able to continue to be the family beach? It's kind of the message I'm getting. We're moving in that direction, and intergenerational is the other concept I saw there.
Okay. I don't have an answer for you on that, but it is definitely something in my thought process.
All right.
That I want to stick with this for y'all.
Yeah.
And doing what we're doing, and see how far we can get.
Well, you'll be the leader, so.
That scares me. But.
And Catherine, actually Doug brings up a really good point here, and you do have an opportunity while you're doing this work, and it goes back to the audience, right? You know, we're all making the assumption that we're the family beach. I'm sure that's true, right? But it could be 50% family, you know, whatever it is. And their audience, by looking at previous bookings, will come up with the exact demographics and the percentages that might help Doug and the team, understand truly what our demographic is, and then perhaps what our branding should be going forward.
I agree. And I also think it'll help us with the booking window, so we know when and how to drive traffic to the months outside of June, July, and August.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really need help in the summer. We've always
right.
We're full. But I can see how this kind of a program could be really helpful maybe in like September, October for the off season. Whether you want to try to play on spend Christmas at the beach or Thanksgiving or whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
Work remotely, whatever. But really help the off season revenue.
So it's going to help me to know when to put those ads out there for October. You know, should it be in August or should it be in September? How much lead time does their average consumer
is
need?
Is the 6-week thing there?
That was their recommendation. We're like, we want to give a good trial run. What's a good amount of time to kind of learn some things? And they
should be able to provide you some past analytics as well of being able to see based on the booking date when the actual visit dates were in the spanning, right?
Sure.
You could go and target the Thanksgiving season and then say what percent far out were the bookings.
And I think right now it's anybody's guess between COVID and potential recession and who's doing what and when.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it might be a great start.
Yes. So.
Well, I had a little bit more input. I was thinking in terms of one of our jewels here on the Isle of Palms is our marina. And as you move forward beyond the 6 weeks, I hope it will really encourage it will continue, that we think about some of the things that we have to offer. The marina got incredible bird life here that a lot of people don't know about. The migratory birds that come in helps promote the environment just as the turtle paradigm does. We've got the fishing, the fall and end of the winter, the fishing.
I know all about that.
Oyster roast.
I'll let you be my husband very well.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Agreed. And with our weather, it's always a good time to be outside most days, right? And so enjoying all those activities is something we can certainly highlight.
Any other questions for Catherine? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
Catherine.
Y'all. I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Financial statements. Will Debbie be here?
She is not, but I will be happy to present those to you all.
Okay, next item is review of financial statements.
Actually, Chair, you...
Oh, I'm sorry, previous meeting minutes.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I make a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I have one thing that I wanted to add. I agree with the minutes, appreciate Nicole's hard work in getting these out. At the last meeting, I had asked what I thought were some pointed questions, and I'm respectful of everybody's time. I'd just like to, I'm going to plan to submit just a written explanation of why I'd asked questions, and I'll do that with them.
This is concerning CDB expenditures?
Right.
Okay. Well, if you can give that to Nicole in writing, then that can be included.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'll go ahead and present the financial statements for this month. In your packet, you have a financial worksheet package that we'll walk through. First is the balance sheet as of December 31st, 2022. Here, we always like to highlight our fund balance. We ended up the year at $3.6 million compared to $2.4 last year, so that means our fund balance is very strong. We have about over $1 million in excess from same time last year.
Is there, does that go under the two-year requirement of spending it within 2 years?
Yes.
And is it always a rolling thing?
Correct.
Or it's probably impossible to reconstruct?
They need to be allocated or spent within 2 years. Second page, we have the revenue statements for the 6 months ending December 31st. As you can see, we haven't had any new payments from the state yet. The last payment we received was from September. the quarterly payment for December has not yet been received by us. The detailed expense statement starts in page 3. No new activity here. Most of these things we've already identified and talked about last month. The second page of that statement, you can see that no new distribution have been given to the CDB, that we follow, you know, once we receive it from the state, that's when the disbursement is given. So we haven't received anything new from the state, therefore no distribution of that language. What does A&B testing creative mean?
Okay, so in this situation, and they've done a great job.
I think that's
a great first step.
Oh.
So.
It's coming out
of the speaker. It's replaying. Why don't you just turn it off?
Got it.
We're having some AV issues today. So therefore, you can see that there's no payments have been distributed to the CVB since the first of September quarter. This next page, you can see the new activity is related to body armor. The police department purchased, we received a rebid from our insurance company. They treated us similar to a grant, but it's just a rebate. We received $213 for that. You can see that at the bottom of that page. The next page, you can see the overage of 331, which is included in your agenda for you all to later consider and approve. That was an overage related to the purchase of a portable radar sign. So this is something that was budgeted. Police department has purchased a portable radar sign that's going to be moved and placed in different locations on the island. It's an effort for us to address speeding around residential streets. So they purchased one and several brackets, so they will be pre-mounted in different locations, and we'll be running a program soon once it's fully installed. But it's received. We need approval for that $331 that it exceeded that purchase by what was included in the budget. All of the other expenditures have been were incurred late last year, so we discussed those. The next page, new activity associated with the purchase of the second set of bunker gear for the fire department personnel. We are still waiting on the delivery of the actual bunker gear. This is an expenditure that is being paid by multiple funds. So there's 25% of the total cost is being funded by state aid tax. We have received the flash hoods. That's just one piece of the equipment, and that's the $3,280 expenditure that you can see in that line item. That is just a piece of the $34,000 that was budgeted. Public Works, we budgeted the replacement of a pickup truck. Here, as you can see, we've received it. It was $36,500. A new expenditure that came under budget. Then the second to last page here, you can see the VFW contribution that was approved, recommended by the committee and approved by council of $30,000. That is the new activity associated with the $50,000 that you'll make recommendations on. That check was provided to them later by December. So you can see that there's a total of $41,000 there associated with those programs and sponsorships. So y'all recall in November,
your last meeting,
you all made a recommendation to award $30,000 to the Exchange Club for their seawall. That has not yet been approved by City Council. They will be meeting later this month and considering that recommendation, and if approved, that'll show up in your next statement. And then the last piece is the distribution of state aid tax funds received. There's no new activity from last month. We'll just This is something that you all have requested that we maintain as part of the financial packet, so we are updating it, but we haven't received anything from the state. Nothing's been paid out to the CVB, therefore there's no new activity to report. That's all I have.
Okay, next item is the approval.
Can I ask a question? It may very well be a work in progress. We talked about this before, but how long does a grantee have to spend the money that is awarded by the city, and how long do they have to account for what they spent?
I would say that the same requirement that the city has to expend or allocate those funds within 2 years would apply to any expenditure associated with the state aid tax fund.
Okay. 2 years?
That is what state law says, yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, next item is the approval of the overage on the police radar sign of $331. I make a motion to approve that overage.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The date of the next meeting being February 14th, which we're going to listen to the new grant applications for, really for fiscal 2024. Can you give us an update on where we stand with the workshop? Was yesterday, and how many people, if any, came to that, and then how many applications we have to this point, which expires, or the deadline for the applications is the 31st, which then we have the presentations on the 14th of February. So could you give us some sense of where we are on that?
Absolutely. So back in December, we issued a notice to all applicants. We reached out to everybody who had applied or received grant funding for the last 5 years. We also placed an ad in the local paper and pushed it through our city website. That came out in December. We held a applicant workshop yesterday at 1. Only one person showed up. It may be that the others that are planning on applying have done it before, have no questions about the application. So I'm hoping that that's the case. But we did have the workshop with the very interested applicant, and we have not yet received any applications so far. The deadline, as you stated, is January 31st. The next step will be us reviewing those applications and asking folks to come before you all on the 14th of February for the presentation. We are asking folks to limit the presentation to about 10 minutes. If we are going to be reviewing potentially 5-6 applications, I would just keep in mind that in the past there have been some interviews that have lasted an hour plus. That times 6 could be a long day. And so if we limit their presentation to 10 minutes and then, 10, 15 more minutes for you all to ask questions, hopefully they all come prepared that, the presentation is pretty straightforward. After the February 14th presentation, you all have a meeting scheduled March 7th to review them and then make the recommendations to City Council about those that will be receiving funding. So that's sort of the timeline, and so next steps will be getting applications by the 31st and scheduling that presentation on the 14th of February.
Okay, so after the 31st, there was a February 1 to 3 where you were going to review applications. Is that city administration will be reviewing during those 3 days, and then we meet on the 14th to listen to presentations that you have determined are qualifying.
Correct. Which is typically what we do. We review the applications, make sure they're complete, they include everything that's being asked for, and then we would be requesting them to return on the 14th.
The party that came to the workshop, had they applied for grant applications before?
The organization she represents has applied for grant funds before. But I think that they have a few other projects, new projects in mind to present.
Okay. And And you have you had any applications up to this point?
No. My guess is people are going to wait until the deadline and submit them.
Okay. Any other questions on that whole process? Okay.
How do they account once they've gotten a grant and they have the 2 years? Do they account to you, to the committee? I don't know what the process is. It may be a work in progress. I don't know. How does that work?
Well, the city has not had any requirements in the past for people to provide a report back. It's one of the suggestions I made to the committee when I suggested a review of the application that's currently being used and revamping that so that we do require a financial report at the end of the year, just making sure that they provide receipts, financial statements, and those kind of documents. And that was not something that this committee decided on last year. I think that's something that the chair and I have discussed in the past about working through this year so that we can revamp it and make those requirements as part of the application.
Okay, sounds good.
And my expectation is to have a new application that this committee will approve, and included in that new application will be feedback that we get from the grant parties that received the grant, that there's a requirement for giving us feedback on how the money was spent. And you folks will be involved in creating that application. Okay. Any other items to discuss? So I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Off record 11:37.